Thessalonians, again, is one of the most encouraging books in the whole Bible. Paul had received a wonderful report from Timothy. Now, Paul, the apostle, had only stayed a few weeks, months, and saw great things happen. But this man, Paul, saw a lot of bad things happen too. He saw a lot of conflict. And he wanted to write a letter to encourage them, right? So this is the point in the sermon where I very succinctly summarize what we missed last week. If you weren't here, if you slept in, if you weren't able to make it, right? You got to know that what Paul did was he described kind of what a Christian is and what our hope is. Our hope is rooted in our really privileged past, that we were beloved by God, chosen by Him in eternity. In His heart, our hope is established because of His love for us. That's something to marvel over, that God loves me before I was ever born, before I sinned, before I knew anything, He knew me and loved me. So we have a privileged past. We have a powerful present. We're hearing the Word of God. The Word of God's powerfully changing us. And so that's what a Christian is. Someone right now who is experiencing God's Word and is being changed by that Word. And is obeying the Word and even proclaiming that Word to others. This is what a Christian is. This is the powerful present of a Christian and then the perfect future. You've got a hope and you've got Jesus who's going to come again and redeem us, rescue us, and make all things new. And this is really a big theme in 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians is the second coming of Christ. So we're living in light of that second coming. This is what a Christian is. Somebody who has that hope in the return of Christ. We're longing for that. This is our joy and our hope. So, and that's in the midst of a lot of conflict. That's what you've got. You've got to be clear on who you are in the midst of conflict, in the midst of all kinds of things, because you're going to need encouragement. You're going to need to know who you are, and so that's why Paul writes. So, conflict is not something that we are unfamiliar with, right? We see conflict all the time. We see sorrow all the time. Who here is really burdened about something today? Who here has really upset about something today? Well, when you're in the midst of conflict, things can become unclear. And clarity is simply being free from anything that obscures your vision, blocks your vision, pollutes your vision, or darkens your vision. We want clarity about the gospel. We want to eliminate anything that darkens, muddies, or pollutes, or blocks our vision of the gospel, because we're in a battle for this gospel. Now, I don't feel like I even like understand that most of the time I'm living in my life, right? So let me tell you a little bit about my story here. So, if I could project myself in the future back in 1993, I would be a man probably in the Midwest somewhere, eating bratwurst right now, with my chest painted, getting ready for an NFL football game. Yeah, that's who I would be. Yeah. If I knew myself in 1993, that's where I think I would be. You know, because every Sunday morning I would get up and I would go and watch Fox pregame football show. Terry Bradshaw, Jimmy Johnson, Howie Long, and James Brown. Those four guys would tell me all I need to know about football and get ready for the day. That's it. That was my life on Sunday morning from 10 to 12, and then I'd watch football all day long. Then they added Sunday football so I could watch 9 hours of NFL football on Sunday. Yeah. Then I became a Christian. And then I was really sad because I was like, you know, I'm not going to be able to watch the pregame show anymore. March 30th, 1996, I still haven't watched the pregame show since that day. Okay, March 30th, 1996, haven't watched the stinking show anymore because I don't have time. I got to be here at 10:30. That was the time when I first became a Christian, started going to church. It was at 10:30. You can't watch the pregame show if you're a Christian. You can't. I can't do it anymore. And so that made me sad, but I was like, okay, this is worth it. I love Jesus. I love that He's forgiven me. And then I go to this church, and it's like, eventually along the way, churches started to be kind of like, really, this is it? And this is the pregame show kind of sounds more appealing. You know, like, I mean, like, on some days it just sounds more appealing than this. And I'm like, those are the days when I need to know the gospel. I need to clear on the gospel. Because you know what? We ruin it. We ruin it. Is anyone, speaking of football, you have those conversations where the guys who are eating the bratwurst right now are thinking about how the commissioner's running football, ruining football, because they're making it where you can't touch the quarterback. They're ruining it. And I get mad about that when it's my team who gets flagged for penalties. But I rejoice in it when the other team gets flagged for penalties. And it's actually probably a good thing that they're not letting them kill the quarterbacks anymore. Probably good for them, right? They're ruining football. Well, we're ruining Christianity if we're looking backwards to that old life and thinking we had it better then. We're ruining it. And how do we do that? Well, we're not even clear on the gospel at that point. We're missing out on what it actually is. We want to get clear on what the gospel is, or we're going to be swayed this way and that, have no purpose, and we're going to give up on this because it doesn't seem like it's important a lot of times. What really seems like it's important is we got to get the right guy in the Supreme Court or the right guy in government, because these things are more exciting to us. These are they push the needle more for us, because we really feel like the problem is simply getting the right people in office, and it's not the wrath of God on us. We don't even notice that exists. We're functionally deist. We're functionally atheist. We don't understand. We walk around every day not understanding that this world is under wrath. This world is under God's wrath. That Jesus is coming again, and he is going to destroy all opposition. And we're going to be wiped out in that if we are not repenting and trusting in Jesus. This is the gospel that Paul preached. And you know, when Paul preached that, he got a lot of flack. He got ran out of town. He got stoned. He got thrown in prison. You cannot have an example of where Paul was where that did not happen. It's everywhere. We're going to look at that. So three things we got to be clear.